Good evening and welcome to University Baptist Church and this Celtic service. We invite you into this time of prayerful reflection and communion. As you prepare for this service, we invite you to grab a piece of bread, a cup of drink, and find a quiet space without distraction. You're invited to light candles or dim your lights a bit to prepare yourself for this time of worship. And as we enter into this space, we give thanks for Patricia Vannucci, who is our guest musician tonight, playing cello, and for Paul Laughlin, who is our lay reader. We are grateful to have you both with us. As we learn how to glorify God in our bodies, we can see how our physical desires are not just needs to be met, but opportunities to encounter God's goodness, serving God's love here and now. Robert Morris.
Our prayer this evening is the poem, "Thank You for Making Us Hungry," by Stanley Hauerwas. Let us pray. Festive Father, you created us hungry. We must eat to live. And eating is a necessary habit, a wonderful reminder that we are, after all, creatures. But even more wonderful, you gave us your Son to be the host of the great meal, the glorious celebration of your peaceable kingdom. It is a meal of pain. It is a meal of unbounded joy. In our eating, you story us. Give our eating purpose. Make us participants in your unending sacrifice for all your creation. Thank you for making us hungry. May we eat in peace. Amen. The gospel reading this evening is from the Message version of Matthew 14, verses 13 through 21. When Jesus got the news of John's death, he slipped away by boat to an out-of-the-way place by himself, but unsuccessfully. Someone saw him and the word got around. Soon, a lot of people from nearby villages walked around the lake to where he was. When he saw them coming, he was overcome with pity and healed their sick. Toward evening, the disciples approached him. "We're out in the country and it's getting late. Dismiss the people so they can go to the villages and get some supper." But Jesus said, "There is no need to dismiss them. You give them supper." "All we have are 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they said. Jesus said, "Bring them here." Then he had the people sit on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, lifted his face to heaven in prayer, blessed, broke, and gave the bread to the disciples. The disciples then gave the food to the congregation. They all ate their fill. They gathered 12 baskets of leftovers. About 5,000 were fed. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
And stay with us, O Lord. The Mandate, a poem by St. Thomas Aquinas. Because of my compassion, the sun wanted to be near me all night, and the earth deeded her fields to me, and all in heaven said, "We have voted you our governor. Tell us your divine mandate." And I did, and God will never revoke it. Nothing in existence is turned away. More tender is my Lord's heart than any heart has ever been. So, when the divine realm asked me to govern it with one simple rule, I looked into his eyes and then knew what to say to any angel who might serve as a sentry to God. No creature should be turned away.
Thank you.
Hear now our prayers for ourselves and others. Let us pray. Gracious God, rejoicing in your blessings, trusting in your loving care for all, we bring you our prayers for the world. We pray for the created world, for those who rebuild where things have been destroyed, for those who fight hunger, poverty, and disease, for those who have power to bring change for the better and to renew hope. In the life of our world, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. We pray for our country, for those in leadership who frame our laws and shape our common life, who keep the peace and administer justice, for those who teach and those who heal, for those who serve the community. In the life of our land, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. We pray for people in need, those for whom life is a bitter struggle, those whose lives are clouded by death or loss, by pain or disability, by discouragement or fear, by shame or rejection. In the lives of those in need, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. We pray for those in the circle of friendship and love around us, children and parents, sisters and brothers, friends and neighbors, and for those especially in our thoughts today. In the lives of those we love, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. We pray for the church in its stand with the poor, in its love for the outcast and the ashamed, in its service to the sick and the neglected, in its proclamation of the gospel in this land and in this place. In the life of your church, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. Eternal God, hear these, our prayers, the spoken and the silent, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all praise and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
does that. A poem by Meister Eckhart. All day long a little burro labors, sometimes with heavy loads on her back, and sometimes just with worries about things that bother only burros. And worries, as we know, can be more exhausting than physical labor. Once in a while, a kind monk comes to her stable and brings a pair, but more than that, he looks into the burro's eyes and touches her ears. And for a few seconds, the burro is free and even seems to laugh. Because love does that. Love frees.
The angels said it to startled shepherds, and Jesus said it to frightened followers. And now these words which come from heaven are shared to make us whole and make us one. Peace be with you. The table of bread and wine is ready. It is the table of company with Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth in which Christ became incarnate. Loving God, through your goodness, we have bread and wine to offer, which have come forth from the earth and human hands have made. May we know your presence in the sharing, so that we may know your touch and presence in all things. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Made one in Christ and one with each other, we offer these gifts and with them ourselves. May they become in your presence a mark of the beloved community. Is our brother Jesus, who walks with us the road of our world's suffering, and who is known to us in the breaking of bread. During the meal, he took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and said to his disciples, "This is my body. It is given for you. Do this to remember me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after he had given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me." So we will do as Jesus did. We take this bread and this wine, the produce of the earth and the work of human hands through which Jesus has promised to make himself known. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us follow his example. To this table, you who have much faith and you who would like to have more, you who have been here often and you who have not been for a long time, you who have tried to follow Jesus and you who have failed, come. It is Christ who invites us to meet him here. All of you who hunger and thirst for a better life, for a deeper faith, for a better world, here is the bread of life. Let us together feed on it with gratitude. Here is the cup of salvation. Let us together drink from it and believe. Let us thank God for the one to whom we are summoned, the one by whom we are sent, whose image we are, whose flesh we share, whose love is all.